Chapter 9. Women and Sport. The modern history of women in sport started in the 19th century. At that time, golf and tennis were two of the sports that women played. At the first modern Olympic Games in Athens, Greece, in 1896, there were no women. Women first went to the Olympics in Paris, France, in 1900. But only 22 women played in those games, out of the 997 people from 19 countries. Women were in only 5 sports: sailing, golf, equestrian, tennis, and croquet. Little by little, more women's sports were in the Olympics. Women's athletics came in 1928. In 1948, the Olympics came to London, United Kingdom. In these games, there were more sports that women could take part in. Men decided who could be in which sports. One famous woman who was at the London Olympics in 1948 was Fanny Blankers-Koen, an athlete from the Netherlands. She was 30 years old and had 2 children. People called her the Flying Housewife, which is a word for a woman who stays at home to look after her husband and children. Fanny was the top female athlete at the London Olympic Games because she got the most medals. Fanny was born in 1918 in a small town in the Netherlands. Her father worked for the government, but he was also an athlete. She had 5 brothers. When she was young, she liked many sports, and she was very good at them. She couldn't decide which sport to choose. Her teacher told her to become a runner. As a runner, she could do great things. Fanny won a lot of races when she was young, but in 1948 she was 30 years old, and many people thought that she was too old to be the best. Other people said she had to look after her husband and her children. But Fanny started the 1948 games by winning 2 races. One of them was the 100 metres. Then she won the 200 metres race and the 4x100 metres relay race. When she went home to the Netherlands, the Dutch were very happy. She showed everyone that a woman could be a housewife and still win gold medals. In 1999, Fanny Blankers-Koen was voted Female Athlete of the Century because of her 4 gold medals at the 1948 Games. Fanny Blankers-Koen was one of the first women to show that women could also be great athletes. Later, there were other great sportswomen, like American tennis player Billie Jean King. When Billie Jean King was 12 years old, she decided that she wanted to fight for equal rights for girls and women, and she used tennis to do that. Billie Jean King was born in 1943 in Long Beach, California, USA. Her family were athletes, and Billie Jean liked sport too. She asked her father what sport she could play. Her father talked about tennis. A few months later, Billie Jean's friend took her to play tennis for the first time. As soon as she hit the ball, Billie Jean knew that she wanted to be a tennis player. She began to play at Long Beach, and she used a racket she bought with money she got from little jobs. Her family were not rich. Still, she told her mother that she was going to be number 1 in the world. But she soon knew that tennis was different for women than for men. When she was 12 years old, she played at a tournament at the Los Angeles Tennis Club. But Billie Jean could not be in the group picture of young tennis players. That was because she wore the short trousers her mother made her wear. She did not wear the usual tennis dress worn by female athletes. This taught her that being a tennis player was more difficult for girls. When she got older, Billie Jean began winning big tennis tournaments. And in 1966, she achieved her dream. She was number one in the world in women's tennis. She was number one for 5 years in total, 1967 to 1968, 1971 to 1972, and 1974. But Billie Jean saw that women tennis players did not win as much money as men. When she won the US Open tournament in 1972, she received $15,000 less than the men's top player, Ilie Nastasi. She would not go to the US Open in 1973 because of that, she said. The US Open became the first big tournament to give equal money to its men and women top players. Wimbledon, the oldest tennis tournament in the sport's history, was the last big tournament to do this, in 2007. Today, tennis is one of the few sports that pays its men and women the same in big tournaments. This is thanks to Billie Jean and other female players like Martina Navratilova and Venus Williams. In 1973, Billie had another fight. This time it was against a man. His name was Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs was a top men's tennis player in the 1930s and 1940s. He won the Wimbledon men's tournament in 1939, and he was the world number one tennis player in 1941, 1946, and 1947. The women's game was much worse than the men's game, he said. Even he, a 55-year-old man, could win against the best female players. He played the Australian player, Margaret Court. Bobby Riggs won easily. Then, Billie Jean agreed to play him. The Riggs-King match happened in Texas on the 20th of September 1973. There were 30,492 people at the match. Also, about 50 million people watched it on TV in the USA, and about 90 million in 37 other countries watched it. The 29-year-old Billie Jean beat the 55-year-old Bobby 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. She won $100,000. Billie Jean knew that the match was very important for women's rights. In her tennis career, Billie Jean won 39 big tournament titles. She was one of the greatest tennis players ever. But she did not just play tennis. She also made great progress for women's equality and for women's pay in sport. On the 28th of August 2006, the United States Tennis Association, USTA, National Tennis Center, was named the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. In many countries, women's fight to be in sports has taken longer. In Saudi Arabia, for example, it was 2012 when two women went to the Olympics for the first time. Their names were Sara Attar and Vojdan Shaharkhani. Sara ran the 800 metres, and Vojdan was in the judo. Since 1980, in Iran, the government has not allowed women into stadiums to see all men's sports. But now, things are changing. In June 2018, the Azadi Stadium's doors were opened to women and men during the last two Iran games at the 2018 World Cup. Things are changing fast in the world. Women have fought for the right to watch sports, to practice them, and to enter tournaments.